To kind of take a survey. According to the marriage certificates and the marriage people, I would like to, what age you think would be the proper age to get married? What would you think might be a good time to get married? 18? 20? 25? Like I said, now, according to the marriage people, the marriage counselors, the best time to get married would be between the ages of 28 and 32. That seemed like a long time to wait to me, but that's our recommendations. So some of the marriage, I'd like to continue with some of the marriage tips tonight. And I would guarantee that if you did integrate these Bible principles into your marriage, that you absolutely will have a better marriage and less stressful life. So now, it might not seem the same to us because we think differently than God does. But according to Proverbs 14 and 12, King Solomon, who was the smartest man in the world, and he wrote about 3,000 Proverbs and 1,000 Psalms. So he had to be pretty good. So he wrote a proverb called, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it's the way of death." So what we think of it is not what God thinks of it. Now, I was married in 1963, and I was in the Army at the time, and I came home from Germany, and I met my wife at a roller skating rink, and that was about 20 miles east of here, in Manchester. You've heard of the roller skating rinks that travel around the cities, and they set up and they stay there for a week or two, or maybe a month, and then they move on to another city. Well, it's not stationary like it is today. So that's where I met my wife at. And this girl, she absolutely lit a fire in my heart. And this fire lasted for 52 years. We got married in February of 1963. She passed from this life on June the 14th, 2015, at 11:36 p.m. I watched her take her last breath, and her fire went out at that time because her body could not handle it anymore. But after that, after 3 years of single life, I said, this is not for me. So God saw to it that he would bring another woman into my life. And here she is. And four and a half years later, four and a half years before this, she lit a fire into my life also. And this has lasted for 1.5 years now. So I get to make my sermon tonight on her birthday. Today's her birthday, so I'm not going to tell you her age. If she wants to tell you, she can. But I just wanted to stress tonight to, when you do get married, do not let this fire go out. If you meet the girl of your dreams or the guy of your dreams, if she does not set a fire on you or a fire in your heart, maybe you ought to look for someone else. Because if there's no fire, then there's not much love there. So it would be my opinion that you would look for someone else maybe. But do not let this fire go out. In my life, it kind of went down a lot of times because the married life is not perfect. So your fire will go down if you don't light it, or if you let it. So do not let this fire go out. Keep stoking it. Keep the fire going. And don't let it go out. Be loving with each other. On point number two, I would like to say that God hates a divorce. And fornication is the only way that God permits us to put away our wife or the partner. So God says, do not deal treacherously with the wife of your youth. Be true to her. Be faithful to her. And don't treat her treacherously. And that treacherously means don't commit adultery with someone else while you're married to her. Because she is going to be with you in God's kingdom. So why would you treat her badly today? So whoever in Matthew, well, in this is Malachi 2:16 is where God says he hates a divorce. And when you get married, this marriage is a covenant. You swear to your mate that you are going to be true to her, you're going to be faithful to her, and you're going to take care of her. Because it says in sickness and in health, and God is a witness to this. God witnesses the ceremony that you go through. And if you treat her badly or do her wrong, then God is watching and he knows what's happening. And God is not happy with a divorce. So whoever puts his, in Matthew 5:32 says, whoever puts away his wife except for the cause of fornication causes her to commit adultery. And 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee fornication. He that commits fornication sins against his own body. So and number three, point number three is when you do get married, don't get married until you finish your education. You should at least finish your education. Be financially sound. Make sure you got you a job and you're securing that job. Because you don't want to get married and then have to move back into your family, you might be your parents, and then you have to live with them again. You don't want to do that. So be careful with your credit cards also. Because your credit cards will charge you a big credit, a big interest rate. Your interest rate can be anywhere from 18 to 30% if you use these credit cards. So being financially secure is very important when you get married. And don't spend more than you make. If you do that, you're going to be in trouble. And never, if you can help it, never, never have two bank accounts. If you can, have one bank account with both names on it. But if you don't, there can be some suspicious in, with the other partner. And they can say, well, you're spending too much money, or you're spending too much money, and what are you doing with it? It creates a suspicion. And be open with your bank account and your money. Be open with it and keep it together, and talk about it, and be open with each other. And you've got to make a lot of decisions when you get married. And those decisions come from who's going to control the money. One part of the couple is going to be better at managing money than the other. So who's going to manage it? Who's going to keep the books? And the first thing you should do, though, is keep that budget and make sure you stick with that budget. So who's going to control this money? And who's going to earn it? There's a lot of ladies today that works outside the home, and they earn their own money. And sometimes the husband gets jealous because maybe the wife will make more than the husband will. And he gets kind of upset or angry about it sometimes. So you've got to sit down and talk about this stuff and say, who's going to earn this money? Who's going to work? Who's going to take care of the kids? Or who's going to take care of the house? So, and who's going to spend it? There's a lot of things that you've got to do, and you've got to sit down and talk about this stuff. And financially, it's very important to be open about it. And 1 Timothy 6:18 says, "The love of money is a root of all evil." But that does not mean that it's the only root. It can cause you problems. But there's, if you love that money better than you love God and His ways, then yes, that is one of the roots of evils. So, but that's not the only one. There's other things that you need to do to remain faithful and keep your money the way it should be, and keep it budgeted, and keep it in good shape. So that'll be about it tonight. About all I have time to go over. So tonight, if you're here and you don't know God, your heart is not right with God, then we give you the opportunity to be right with God. So, you've got to, if you hear the word of God, which most of us have, and we believe that word, and we repent of them, and if we can, according to Matthew 10:32, if we can make a good confession to God that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then you can be baptized, and you can become part of God's church. And that's Acts 2:38. So if you want to give your heart to God and that be make things right tonight, then please come forward and we'll help you out all we can.